We are learning Masechta Sukkah daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top of Mem Tes Amud Beis, Omer Hash Lakish. Zok the Gemara, Omer Hash Lakish. Bezman sheminaschin yayin egam mizbeach, when they used to pour the wine on top of the mizbeach, for nisach hayayin, they used to pikim es hashisim. They plugged up the holes because they wanted the wine to like bubble up over the shisim to look like it's a lot of wine. What do you see in this pasuk that he just plug up the shisim in order to look like it's a lot of wine? What do you see in that pasuk? Amra papa sheicher is lashon shia, it's lashon drinking, lashon svia, lashon meaning full, lashon shichrus, lashon of being drunk. What's called a svia by wine when it's a lot of wine? That's called svia. And when you get drunk, so sheicher, word shichrus means all these things: drinking, being full, being shikker. So that's why they pike him to look at mamish spilling over all that wine. Amra papa shvamina kisava inesh chamra megron yisava. You see from here that wine, where it fills you up, is not in your stomach; it's in your throat. That means the bigger gulp you take, the better the wine, the bigger effect the wine will have, and the more full you'll feel. If you sip wine slowly, and you land up at the end of the day with a bottle of wine in your stomach, that's not the way to drink wine. Amar Rava, Tzuvim Rabbanon, Donefish Lechamri, he doesn't have a lot of wine, and he wants to feel full from the wine. Ligme Gmuye, take big gulps. Rava, Kasa the Berchus Agme Gmuye. Rava, on the Kais Shabracha, which Pashas usually means benching Kais, but it can be any Kais Shabracha, he used to take big gulps in order to, that's the correct way to drink wine, that's the most mehudadig away and geshmak away to drink wine. Doros Ra, Rav Darsh in a pasuk. Ma'idach siv, ma'yafu pa'mayach ben olam bas nadav. Actually, this pasuk is the beginning of that pasuk that we learned before, Chamukah Yerechayach. Could we ask what Gemara brings it in? So the pasuk says, ma'yafu pa'mayach ben olam bas nadav. How beautiful are the footsteps with shoes, the daughter of the nadav, the chash of a person. What does that mean? What's it going on? Ma yafu pamesayim. Pamesayim shall Yisrael b'shosh oim l'regel. How beautiful are the footsteps of Klai Yisrael when they go up to be oil regel, to go up to Yerushalayim, go up to the Reis HaMikdash three times a year, time of Yontif. Bas Nadiv, the daughter of the Nadiv. Bita Yisrael Avraham Avinu. Who's the Nadiv? Bita Yisrael Avraham Avinu. Shenikru Nadiv. Avraham Avinu is called a nadiv. Shenemar nedive amim ne'asafu am melekei Avraham. And why it says the nedive amim, the special people of the nation will gather the nation of lekei Avraham. Why do they call lekei Avraham lekei Yitzchak v'Yaakov? Lekei Avraham sheitchilu legerim. This pasuk is talking about the gerim, that the goyim are going to see, the amim are going to see the godless of Klal Yisrael, and they're going to gather and become Gerim. They're called Am L'Kei Avram, because Avram is the Tchilah L'Gerim. So you see in this pasuk, Nedivi Amim, together with Avram. So you see, Avram is called a Nadiv. Avram is called a Nadiv. That's what it's called. Now, Shaila is, Masha asks, what does Nadiv got to do with here, with being Oyla Regal? I say, good, you just explain me that a Nadiv is the, when you have Gerim, you'll say L'Kei Avram. But why here is to say, why here is a mention of Avram? Why by Mayafu Pamayach Madalam Bas Nadav, which Nadav who's saying means Avram? So what does Avram Avinu got to do with the Oyla Regel? So Masha explains that Avram Avinu is also the first person to be Oyla Regel. When he went up to Akedah Yitzchak, he went up to Har Moriah for Akedah Yitzchak. So he was the first person to be Oyla Regel. So the Gemara writes, Tanit Bei Rav Onan, May Dechsiv Chamuke Yerechayich. In this pasuk that we just learned, there's another pshat in the pasuk that's talking about Torah. Because it says in the pasuk Lashon Chalaim, Chalaim means like the luchais, which were made from precious stones. Maisei de Amon, which means the luchais, which is Maisei Elikim. So this pasuk is referring to Torah. So why is Torah called hidden thighs? Why is it called that? Lomnus Torah ki yerech, loymalach ma yerech b'seiser, just like the thigh is covered, it's b'seiser, af divrei Torah b'seiser. Divrei Torah also should be learned b'seiser. That means if it's there's no tzarech to be barabim, a person, let's say he's sitting and learning, he shouldn't go like in the middle of the street and start knocking away and learning for 10 hours. You go to a private place. You don't have to show everyone that you're learning. You can learn privately. That's the best way to do mitzvahs. Behind the Amrav Lazam, Maidach Siv, Higid lecha adam atayiv. I'll tell you what's a good thing. Ma Hashem darish b'cha, what Hashem wants of you. Kiyam asayis mishpat, b'havas chesed, b'hatzid lechas malakecha. What do these things mean? You want to know what Hashem wants of you, right? So asayis mishpat zayadin, that's keeping the halachas, keeping the Torah, that's the mishpat. B'havas chesed, zugmiyas chasad, it's doing chesed. B'hatzid lechas malakecha. Leches could mean a levaya or a chasana, because the pasuk says in Keheles, Toiv leches the base avel, meleches the base mishta. You see, leches is referring to those things. It says a hasti leches the melekecha. Zuatzahas hames maraz kala lechupa. That you should do it quietly. If someone does a mitzvah for the mace, gives money for a mace, or a mace was ani, or he gives money for a chasana, he doesn't have to tell anyone about it. He could do it quietly. But like dvarim kal v'chaymel, ma dvarim shtark lasis v'afahesya, ma dach a levaya and a chasana. And a derech is good for hesya. And really, a lot of people know about it anyway. Even if you do a ches with them, people find out because it's all the people involved. Still, amar tarah hasi leches, do it quietly. Dvarim shtark lasis v'tzina, lachas kal v'kama. Something that you're supposed to do with tzina, of course, like, which Rashi says means like tzedakah, for sure you should do it b'seisa. You don't have to tell everyone how much tzedakah you gave. So then, you should for sure do b'seisa. And we're learning from here that, you see, even mitzvahs that are supposed to be done, that not, even mitzvahs that are v'hesedig mitzvahs, that are really public things, you still should do it quietly. And if you learn that Torah also, even though Torah, be'etzem, is a thing that you do in public, but still, you should try to do it as quiet as possible. And the reason is, the Bali Musa explained, that a mitzvah done privately, you get much more schar for that, because if you know you're doing the lishma, you're doing it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one knows about it. If you do mitzvah for other people, there could be some shloi lishma in there, because you say, oh, people are watching me, how good I'm learning, how good I'm doing the mitzvahs, and therefore it's a bigger purity if it's done quietly. Omar Rab Elazar, God or Yisit Staka, Yisit Makal Kabana. Someone does Staka, it's better than bringing any carbon you can think of. Shnei Ma'at says in the pasuk, I say Staka Mishpat. Is better nifchar asoy tzedakah mishpat nifchar laHashem mizavach. It's better than a carbon. It's better than a carbon. Like Rashi explains, carbon can be any carbon. So you see, it's better than any carbon. V'amar Rav Elazar, gedolei gemilas chesed mitzvah tzedakah. Gemilas chesed is better than tzedakah. Shneimer says in the pasuk, ziru lechem letzedakah and kitzru lefi chesed. And we're darshaning that if Adam Zureya, if someone plants, you never know if you're actually going to eat that plant. You don't know how good it's going to grow. But Adam Kaitzer Vadeichel, when you're cutting your tvua, then you know it's Vadeyes. Same thing when it comes to Gemilat Chesed and Tzedakah. If you give Tzedakah, you don't know who you're getting. The guy might be a Gevir, he might be not a good person. Whatever it is, when you want to give Tzedakah, you want to give Tzedakah to Oni Mahuda. Because Tzedakah is only Laniyim. Masha'inkein Gemilas Chesed, lach is, there's a mitzvah of Gemilas Chesed, Saifa Aniyim, Saifa Ashirim. So you're a sure bet, it's a sure bet when you do Chesed for someone. Because even if he doesn't need it, it's still a Chesed. Chesed is Bein La'aniyim, Bein La'ashirim, therefore Chesed is a Kaitzer, and Tzedakah is a Safik. Omer Rav Elazar, Ein Tzedakah Mishtel Melas, Elfi Chesed Shabai. Each Rasha is a different Rasha. This Rasha is like this, that Tzedakah, even the Schar for Tzedakah itself, you get more schar if it's done with more chesed. Tzedakah is done with more chesed. Rashi gives an example, says if you're giving tzedakah, if you walk into his house, that's the biggest schar. Or if you're giving him tzedakah, if you already make it into a suit and you give it to him, that's better also. You make it easy for him that he has to do less, then you gave him more schar for that tzedakah. In tzedakah mishtamelas, mishtalemes elfi chesed shabai, shenema ziru lechem tzedakah v'kitshu lefi chesed. Kitshu means the schar. You'll be cutting the schar There are three things that make Gemilas Chesed bigger than Tzedakah. Tzedakah only can be done with money. But Gemilas Chesedim can be saved with Gufay Saved Moinoi. If a guy has money, he can do Gemilas Chesed with his money. If he doesn't have money, he can do Gemilas Chesed with his Guf. He can help out with his own body. Tzedakah la'aniyim. Tzedakah only goes to people who are poor. Gemilas chesedim, bein la'aniyim, bein la'ashirim. Gemilas chesed, stai aniyim, stai ashirim. Tzedakah l'chaim. And gemilas chesedim, bein l'chaim, bein l'meisim. Gemilas chesed, stai l'chaim, meisim. If someone goes to levaya, that's chesed in my mace. Even being Menachem Avil, the Rambam says, is a chesed in my mace. Not only with the chaim, not only with the avelim. It's a chesed with the mace. So gemilas chesed you could do, stai l'chaim, stai meisim. Kala oisa tzedakah mishpat kilu mila kol adam kulo chesed. Anyone does tzedakah mishpat, it's kilu he filled the world with chesed. Shenema oyev tzedakah mishpat. Someone who loves tzedakah and mishpat, then chesed Hashem ala aretz. He's filled the world with chesed. Shema time kol balik poitz kaifetz. Maybe you'll say that anyone wants to tzedakah v'chesed, Hashem makes it easy for them. So Mar says, no, not so easy. To chap around a good chesed, a good stalker, you gotta be zeicher for that. Tamloim vayokor chastachalikim. How precious, how hard it is, how much you have to think to get a chesed. Yokor after Yerushimayim came. Maybe even a Yerushimayim has to really work hard to get a chesed. No. Tamloim chesed Hashem va'oilum adayim v'alireyev. Someone who's Yerushimayim, he gets chesed opportunities all the time, and he gets them mamash on a silver platter. But a person who's not a Yerushimayim, he has to work hard and think hard. And think of take an investment plan. You got to make a good investment plan to find a good chesed, a good tzedakah to take care of. Amram Chaim Bar Papa, Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Chein. Any person that you see, he has a lot of chein. Everyone likes him a lot. B'yaduah Shu Yerushimayim. Shnei Mav Chesed Hashem Ma'il Ma'adam Al Yireyev. And the Rasha explains chesed also can mean chein. It's chinda v'chista v'rachamin. Chesed means chen also. So you see, someone who has a lot of chen, he's a Yerushimayim. Chesed Hashem oilom vad oilom al yirev on his people who fear him. Vav Rav Loza, may dechsev pia paskav chachma v'soiras chesed al hashoina. This is talking about the, what do you say in Eishes Chayil, that her mouth is open the chachma v'soiras chesed al hashoina. What's taras chesed? Chiyash taras chesed v'soiras chesed? Is there such a thing as Torah shel chesed, but Torah is not chesed? Torah is Torah. Chesed is chesed. What's Torah is chesed? So the first problem was like this. El Torah l'shma is u Torah shel chesed. Torah l'shma is Torah shel chesed. What does that mean? Mashal explains that if you learn Torah l'shma, so then Hashem gives you chen. So that's why it's called Torah is chesed. Torah that gives you chesed, gives you chen. Shaloi l'shma is u Torah shel chesed. If you learn Shaloi l'shma, it's not Torah shel chesed. Ikedamri, another pshat in Torah is chesed. Ikedamri Torah lamda Torah to teach other people zu Torah shel chesed. Shelo lamda zu Torah shel chesed. No, Torah chesed means you don't only learn for yourself; you learn for other people as well. Torah shel chesed. That's someone who doesn't teach Torah. And I heard from one of my chavrusas, the Rav Elias Svei, used to say, you know, sometimes in yeshiva, or even after yeshiva, someone asks you to learn with them. So you say, Nah, I don't want to learn with this guy. This guy can't even learn. No, you learn with the guy. That's Torah. You have a chance to Torah's chesed. That's Torah's chesed. You learn with a guy who's shvach in yeshiva. He's not as good as you. You know, but still, you learn with him. That's Torah's chesed. That's what the Gemara means. Lambda means the lambda, even though maybe you'll lose some of your Torah. That's the Goyin says also. The Vilna Goyin says also. Because there's only a mitzvah to learn Torah yourself. To teach someone else Torah, that's chesed. That's not limud HaTorah. I think that's the Goyin says. So that's Torah's chesed, and that's lambda other people.